Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing why. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having Mike Daniels back on the show, folks. That's right, the legendary Mike Daniels, chairman of the National Advisory Board of the American Enterprise Institute's Global Internet Strategy Project. That's just his current job, though, folks. He has had his fingerprints on almost every bit of technology you and I are using today. He goes back to sitting in a cubicle next to Cerf and the other guy who invented the Internet, and back in the National Science Foundation days. He was the president of Network Solutions, which was the forerunner to ICANN, which is why you are able to go online right now and use websites, top domain names. And he's continued to be a leader, and today he's being a global leader in terms of governance. And I'm so proud that we have somebody like Mike Daniels at the helm of some of these projects. He's our good friend. Mike, welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. Great to be with you as always and all of your listeners today.
It's good to have you, Mike, back, Mike. So, Mike, I want to talk about your ideas about the potential weaponization of the Internet. This, one of the things I've been talking to my audience about lately is vulnerability and how vulnerable we are. I used some examples in the last segment about historically how America has been vulnerable. World War II, the world was vulnerable. 2008, the world was vulnerable. And now we're going through another one, only this one is almost like a perfect storm because it's a global health vulnerability that's created a global economic vulnerability. It's compounded. And these are the kinds of things that there are evil people out there. I named them off last segment. There are evil people out there who literally see this as a way to take advantage. What do you think?
Jim, I couldn't agree with you more. We've seen lots and lots of things for many, many years. You know, I've worked in the national security space, served at the White House, at the National Security Council. In those days, we were fighting the evil empire, which it truly was, of the Soviet Union, mm-hmm. which Ronald Reagan, fortunately, finally brought down after years of effort. And on the technology side, I've seen it constantly with what you and I have talked about before. You've written about it in your great book, The Third Ingredient. We've got characters out there, nation states, criminal organizations, that have put the entire Internet and all of our technology under siege, trying to steal our military intelligence secrets, trying to weaken our governments politically with disinformation, and stealing all of our trade secrets out of our corporations to try to take advantage of us. So, yes, we're in another one of these situations, and whenever you have something like this happen, your enemies go after your vulnerabilities, and that's exactly what you're talking about, and that's what we're seeing literally online every hour now.
Mike, I want to ask you a question. This is a little bit of an inflammatory question. You can demur if you want to, but do you have any reason to believe, do you suspect that this coronavirus, this COVID-19 disease, even if it wasn't released intentionally, do you have any reason to believe or do you know anything that tells you that this is an engineered product, that this is something that was natural, but it's been modified and engineered? Do you have any reason to believe that?
Jim, I don't have any direct evidence and haven't heard any direct evidence to believe that. I've read the reports, probably like you and others have, about the origin of it, the labs that are in that area that the Chinese government runs. What I would say about it is that there have been clear, widespread public reports about official Chinese efforts that are trying to paint this corona outbreak as a fault of the U.S. Army.
Right.
And then suggesting that the outbreak originated in Italy rather than in China's Wuhan province.
Those are lies.
When you see these kind of
those
things.
Are all lies. Yeah. We have to say that real quick. Those are lies. We know they're lies.
Yeah, total lies. And Mike Pompeo, who's currently the Secretary of State of our summons the
thank God we have
Chinese
Mike Pompeo.
Ambassador in. Yeah, to tell Beijing to just stop this, and the president has referred to it several times. So when you see them doing something like this, you don't know whether it's to deflect responsibility for where this has started and the mm-hmm. possible involvement of the Chinese government. You don't know, or whether it's just an ongoing series of their global disinformation campaign mm-hmm. to try to weaken their adversaries and paint the United States or some other countries a villain here.
We've
so we
got
see
to
this
have
kind of stuff day and night.
America has got to have backbone right now, folks. While we're vulnerable, we have to have backbone, and we have to realize that resolving this with these evil people is not going to be cute or pretty. It's going to be messy. We have to be prepared for that and thank our leaders for getting into that fight. Quick break, 20 Tales. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.